The El Mocambo allowed them the intimacy for the Stones to get back to their roots. And Mick describes the atmosphere playing the Toronto Club in 1977 as compared to London's Marquee Club in 1963.
Why did you choose the El Mocambo to play in for a club time?
Well, I just happened to go there one night. It was quite specific to record, though, you know. Right. It wasn't just play only.
Right.
We wanted to record some different numbers for this album. Right.
Right. How does it feel playing in, like, the Mocambo 1977 as opposed to the Marquee 1963?
Well, it's very similar, really. You know, except we didn't have any sort of high-powered critics there in 1963.
Right.
You know, but...
Is there any difference, like, playing that kind of music?
No, not really.
The audience, different audiences?
No. I mean, it's more or less like playing then. I mean, it was very easy to slip into playing that kind of music and behaving in that way.
Mm.
I mean, it's very easy. It's easy in a way playing in clubs than it is in pickle.
Right.
I mean, you can hear people, you know, you can hear everybody, you can relate to people very easily, you can talk to people, there's not the pressure to sort of dance as much.
Nice.
I mean, there's all that, you know, and it's easier. I mean, it's nice, but easier. Mm-hmm. It's a bit apprehensive slightly the first night about how it's going to be, because I didn't really know what the people were going to be like.
Yeah.
Because they were so... Because there weren't just like people that came to hear a band that was a new band or something, or a club band. I mean, they all knew what they were. And they were maybe a little, you know, surprised and what. I don't know. So it was a little apprehensive. But they were very sort of warm. Mm. And it was very easy to sort of get into.